Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Here we are a few days before Halloween. And, you know, this is one of my favorite times of year. Because there are ways to use your gear at this time of year on Halloween night and literally scar the kids in your neighborhood for life. That old wetsuit you have, you fill it full of leaves, and then you smear ketchup or something around the sleeves. You inflate it and fill it with some leaves and stuff. Makes a great corpse. And I have several of them, so I can do some serious scarring.
What I have is I have a 5 mil shorty that I wear for like 3 hours, then I peel it off, and they run screaming, because I'm like bright red, because it's like 95 on October 31st, and I'm wearing a 5 mil shorty.
And then you run around and go up to little kids, scratch and sniff kind of thing?
They don't have to scratch.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got that. You could do that and make up your own little Halloween festivity, or you could, participate in your local dive stores thing. For instance, like Captain Slade down in Key Largo, I don't know if Hurricane Sandy has put a little crimp in the plans for tonight, but I know they're doing, they were planning to do their annual pumpkin carving thing tonight there in Key Largo. So there's things like that happening around the country you might be able to participate in. Pete from Scuba Board is at Jenny Springs, who obviously he was smart enough to think about the weather issues creating problem for Halloween festivities and decided to go inland to Jenny Springs, which is a perfect venue for doing something like this because you don't have to worry about the weather, right, Pete?
You don't have to worry about the weather here at Jenny Springs.
It's clear year-round, 72-degree water temp. And obviously with this wind we have with Hurricane Sandy off the coast of Florida, you know, Jenny Springs.
We have a hurricane off our coast?
Yeah, you would never know. You'd never know it there at Jenny Springs. In northern Florida, very popular dive site for folks here in this area, if you're not familiar with it or across the country. But it's pretty well known around the world as a cool site as well. But you're doing a interesting little event with your scuba board friends there this evening, right, Pete? What's going on?
That's right. We're having our, I think it's our 10th annual mega dive that we do. We do twice a year, and we're going to have a dive in the ballroom and do what we call a galaxy dive, where we go diving with stars.
Diving with stars. Now, explain this exactly. What does this mean? First of all, the ballroom is a huge cavern-type opening there at Jenny Springs. I've never been to this place, but I've heard about it time and time again. How big is it?
It's so big, Johnny, that actually, and it's they sanitize it so non-cavern people can go diving there. Any open water student, not student, any open water diver can go into the ballroom with safety.
Interesting. Okay, but it's a huge, massive area. Yeah, so yeah, it's kind of like an intro or intro to cave diving or cavern diving, but without the problems associated with it.
Exactly.
Because it's so big and it's so open, so it's kind
and
of.
We're gonna have a big dinner that we cook here. We have about 100 people, maybe 120 people out here.
Yeah,
a lot of people from UCF are here with us this weekend.
Cool.
And University of Central Florida from up you, they've come down to be with us.
Go
Nuts. And we're going to have a big dinner, and then we're going to go into the ballroom. We're going to take Cyalume sticks and break them and get them all glowy, and then cut them open and release the Cyalume into the ballroom. So then it looks like you're swimming in stars.
Interesting. So you actually cut the Cyalumes open. That can't be. Is that good? Or does it, like, just dissipate? I guess, I don't know. Well, you get that goo on you? Isn't it, like, radioactive or something, or what? Make you sprout a third nipple?
It's made out of...
It's made out of... It's grown.
Yeah, Cyalume is actually alien smoothies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's made from aliens.
Yum. So,
supplied by NASA.
All right, so you'll take a few of these, you break it open, and then the goo will just kind of... What? Go into little
There's
balls?
It makes little balls. It's got a different density than water.
Okay. What? Say it again, Pete. What'd you say?
It has nothing to do with the density. It's a little bit oily, so it breaks up into fine little particles in the water. We take about 20 of these silent sticks and do that. We do different colors. So you have red stars and blue stars and green stars. And it's kind of cool because you feel like God swimming there, and you can go and pinch the stars with your thumb and forefinger, you know?
Interesting. And then what, I mean, do you like clean this stuff up after you're done with it, or does it just kind of dissolve, or what happens to it?
It's gone within about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. So just...
It's gone in about 5 minutes. You have to realize that the amount of pollution that this represents is so minuscule that one fart from, from any of the people there in your show, and they probably created more pollution.
Yeah, one what did he say? One what?
One fart.
One fart. He obviously hasn't been in this room.
Yeah.
Because that could do some serious damage.
We've melted furniture.
Talk about short dumping.
Yeah, well, you know, I wondered about that. I mean, I've heard of this being done before, but I wondered how long. I mean, those Cyalume sticks can last for several hours, but they'd only last a few minutes when you break them open like that, I guess?
Well, they're probably lasting for a few hours, but they're flown right out of the cavern area.
Yeah.
And they enter into the river, and they flow downstream.
Right. And then, I mean, one Cyalume stick will create, like, how many stars? I'm just wondering about this whole, you know, thing. I might want
to. I really haven't done a study on the Cyalume per star thing. I would say a single Cyalume stick is responsible for maybe 2,000 stars.
Really? Okay, so it breaks up very fine little balls.
There's less than an ounce of fluid in a Cyalume stick.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, it sounds cool.
You know?
I mean, is this something?
Oh, it's just awesome.
Yeah, do you think?
It's very peaceful.
Yeah, can you actually get some photos of this as well, or is it just impossible because of the lighting, I guess?
It's impossible, and we have tried, but, you know, it's very, very low light. We turn out the lights in the cavern area in the ballroom, and we allow about 5 minutes for eyes to adjust to the darkness before we actually crack open the sticks.
Right. And so I'm guessing you're not going to have 100 people down there at once, or are you?
I'm guessing we are going to have 100 people down there at once. It's a big place.
Yeah, the Grand Ballroom is that big, huh?
It'll hold 100 divers easy.
Interesting. So you're going to make it look like the Great Hall from Harry Potter with the candles floating above everybody.
Precisely. Except cooler, because we're underwater.
Yeah. Well, you know, this sounds really cool. I would like to see something like that. And I
remember right, you were invited.
I was invited, but, you know, I have no excuse.
Had a stick up your butt.
Well, I had all these photos from our Turks and Caicos trip that people were yelling at me, like, Greg, post them already. Don't wait months and months before you get them up on the website. So I had to work on this stuff.
But when have you listened to others before? This is a new thing?
Well,
when have you worked?
Excuse me? So, we'll work. Are you doing anything else like pumpkin carving things and stuff too? Or is it just eating Cyalume stick stars?
We're having fun. We're going to, of course, after we finish the galaxy dive, we go around the campfire where we have fun and frolic with coconuts, bras and grass skirts, and everybody has fun around the campfire.
Okay, there's
telling ghost stories, of course.
Yeah, okay, telling ghost stories and coconut bras. Now there's an interesting combo. If it's Pete, That is extremely scary. I'm like, I'm going, oh my God. And then,
you know,
he's going to be lathered up with glow in the dark goo all over him.
Go watch the Jungle Book where you have the hippopotamus dressed with the coconut bra and all that. You'll get it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know, that'll be a picture that I don't really want to see, but it'll be hard to turn away if you send it to me. So please do. Well, you guys have a great time there at Jenny Springs. Thanks for the update, and maybe this will spark some ideas for next Halloween, or maybe if they, you know, last minute ideas for folks around the country that are thinking about doing something unique for the season.
And Greg, you know that next year we'll be back here and everybody in the world is invited.
Well, there you go. Scubaboard.com. Go there, check out more information on the great Halloween adventure at Jenny Springs and more. All right, we got stuff coming up, including treasure stuff to talk about next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey. No, there's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy here as well. We're cruising through our pictures from the Turks and Caicos. You just saw the Nassau grouper shots. You know, in the Turks and Caicos from a few years ago, we had Loretta, who is a very friendly grouper. And evidently, Loretta is missing. They don't know, but there's several of her friends and friendly groupers are still there in the Turks and Caicos. But for some reason, Loretta was not to be seen. So I don't know if she just kind of moved on.
She's on vacation.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know where you vacation when you're in the Turks and Caicos. So
she's probably
in
Orlando or something while
you
were down there.
Just doing like the Disney thing, maybe?
Exactly.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible. All right, so we're trying to connect with Carl Fismer, treasure hunter extraordinaire. He has a new idea for some treasure coins that he's salvaged. This guy has done everything from salvaging coins from the wreck of the Atocha with Mel Fisher down there in Key West to, I mean, he's found so many other things with Arthur C. Clarke from 2001. And, I mean, the guy has done some amazing stuff. He continues to do some amazing things, including a TV show called Treasure Hunters is out there. They're trying to actually get it picked up by one of the networks like Discovery or somebody, National Geo or someone. So we'll have to see how that comes along. But Carl's a good friend of the show. He's been a friend of Scuba Radio for some time. And whenever the ratings are low, and they're always low on this show because, you know, we're a dive show. And we strive for our standards are extremely low, but that's good because we are divers, and that's the thing. But whenever they're low, whenever ratings are low, Carl Fismer is the place we go. So we figured, what the heck? Carl is on Scuba Radio right now, and is ready to join us to tell us about a new venture or a new idea he has that would definitely spice up your next dive club meeting if you have a club of divers in your area. Am I right, Carl? Is that right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Greg.
So let's talk about this, because you travel around and you have a tendency to do a lot of things where people ask you to give talks about treasure hunting and coins and things like this, and this is kind of where this idea came from, right?
Yeah, boy, it sure did. You know, like I did DEMA for more than 20 years, and I was sponsored by some of the metal detector companies, and I do two or three seminars at every DEMA. Back then we called them slideshows. Today it's a PowerPoint. But basically what I've just started doing is, you know, I can be at your next club meeting or function or whatever via Skype. And the guy I work with is a computer wizard. I'm certainly not. And he sets it up so we can show you all the treasure pictures, all the dive pictures, the stuff we've recovered, what we've done in the past, and our future stuff. And we can answer most of the legal questions. Actually, I've never been asked one that I couldn't answer, but there may be one out there somewhere.
You've made up a few answers along the way, but that's okay. We do that too. Yeah, you do what you got to do, right, Carl?
You were the only one that caught me.
Exactly. But, well, it's a great idea. These webinar-type things are becoming more and more popular. Dives Alert Network does some of them with some of their dive professionals or medical professionals from Dan. Why not? This would be a great idea or a thing to have Carl Fismer at your next dive club meeting via a laptop computer using Skype. And all the folks in your club can sit there and ask you questions. You can actually show them coins, explain the story. If they want to buy something, you sell this stuff through your website and can sell stuff as well. It's kind of a neat idea.
It sounds like a neat idea.
Yeah,
and I know it sounds like it's something which would be great for everybody, but clearly you have not watched enough Dora the Explorer.
What?
Skyper, no Skyping!
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Last month I did the Hammerhead Club out in St. Louis. It went well. I was sitting here at my desk. I didn't have to get cleaned up or nothing. Just sitting there drinking rum and talking about treasure. And they bought some coins, and we had a good time. The last time they had to fly me out there, pay me money, get me a hotel room. And this time we did it on Skype, and it didn't cost anything.
Well,
Skype was free, to computer.
And the added bonus is, depending on how you have the camera angled, you can just sit there in your underwear. And it's the best.
Actually, I did. I didn't know this was a wide angle lens.
That's a little too much information. But, you know, maybe a little added bonus. If you want it, you know, you have that option.
Carl will claim it's not a little added bonus.
Hey! Okay. Yeah. Well, if they want to do this,
Greg,
Carl. What? Go ahead. What?
Did you see where I posted that when Greg's ratings are low, get Fizz on the show?
Oh, wow. Yes. He posted that on Facebook. It's true.
Yeah, okay.
Why not? I mean, you know, he's a great guest. And, you know, and if you throw in the Skype video, well, heck, that'll bring us to a new low. If he's sitting there,
he said,
you know, that's the beautiful thing about this show. None of us wear any clothes, so you know, And thank God we don't have any video cameras going today. But I digress. Let's just focus on your event. If people want to book you for their dive club or dive theme event and want to learn about treasure coins and treasure salvaging and that type of stuff, all the stuff you've done for your whole life, Carl, how can they get a hold of you to do this, set it up?
Well, just shoot me an email, and I'll get you all the detail. My email is Captain, C-A-P-T-A-I-N, Fizz, you know, like you shake a bottle, F-I-Z-Z, Captain Fizz at yahoo.com.
Okay, easy enough, Captain Fizz at yahoo.com, and then you can schedule Carl Fizmer for your next dive event. Now, you just got back from Panama doing some crazy dive salvaging thing. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, right now we're kind of on hold because every time you start to work somewhere, the bureaucrats have to jump in and bring up a lot of new things that they never mentioned when you were negotiating a contract. But it happens a lot, you know. In fact, the bureaucrat problem seems to be getting worse, if that's possible. But
well, what, an election year, bureaucrat stuff getting worse? That doesn't seem possible.
Hey, by the way, Panama's not in this country. Just throwing that one out there.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but they follow our elections too closely.
Yeah. Way to blame the president for that one. Good job.
No, I'm not blaming him.
It's all his fault, Bill.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Treasure Hunter Extraordinaire is our guest right now. He is with us. He just back from, well, I don't know. Did you just go to Panama, or have they been blocking your visit?
Actually,
to Panama?
He was just changing CDs in his convertible, and he was reaching down between his legs and easing the seat back. Panama!
That's right.
Okay. Well,
no,
yeah, maybe.
We've been down there since April, and it's a great place. You know, Panama is considered the crossroads of the world, and they're building a bigger, better canal, and the business is going to just get more and more. Panama's really on the map.
But you're working on other salvage thing over there, possibly, or in working with somebody, or what? What's going on?
My boss's name is Michael McDowell from Australia.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it was really good for me. He's probably the best boss I've ever had. He's into a lot of things. Like, he was running the submarine trips to the Titanic. He worked a wreck in 16,000 feet of water with a submarine, brought up some Spanish treasure coins, which I've got one of them here in my trophy case.
Nice.
And
he'll fly it to the moon.
If you wanted to... That's right. He also, if you want to be an astronaut, you'll give him X number of dollars. I don't know how much it is, but he'll take you to Russia and put you on one of their rocket ships, and you'll go into orbit, and you'll be an astronaut.
Well, actually, if you owe this guy $60,000, he's going to take you to Russia and put you on a spaceship, and nobody ain't never going to hear from you again.
I think he, for the money, they actually hope to get you back. You got a 50-50 chance, something like that, right, Carl?
Yeah, especially if you don't pay him all of it. It just recently he helped Jim Cameron, the movie director guy, with his submarine trip.
Oh, yeah, for the deepest dive ever. Well, yeah, so obviously, see, Carl's connected in more ways than one. Carl Fizz at yahoo.com. Email him. Book him today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Wait.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to going down. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer. And on the line, Barry, our South Florida super fan, is hunkered down. He has his shutters up, protecting his home from Hurricane Sandy. Everything's good down there, I take it. Right, Barry?
No, actually, it's a beautiful day here, but this is a short exam for you. What's the prerequisite? Short, what's the prerequisite required in order to limit out on lobsters down in South Florida?
The prerequisite to limit out on lobsters in South Florida. Well, you have to have your lobster license. What? I don't know. What do you mean? Oh, you mean having the lobster stirred up because of Sandy? Is that where you're getting
proper,
at?
Yeah. Frankenstorm Sandy blew by, so I mean, next week should be a happy hunting ground.
You think Sandy stirred up the lobsters, and we might have another run on them? Because I hope so. Now, what do you think the odds of? Well, that happened last time. About a month or so ago, though? That was fairly recent, right?
It wasn't even that bad a storm last time. This one really churned up the water, so I'm hoping when things calm down next week, I can get in there and see if I can catch up.
Okay, so it's really nice in South Florida today on a Saturday. So you figure the viz will be clear enough, what, Monday, Tuesday maybe? Is that soon, or are you thinking more later in the week or what?
Possibly later in the week, because, well, you don't want the visibility to be really clear, but the problem is it's clear out, but it's still windy, so the seas are still rough.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little rough even trying to get down there and seeing what you could find, but I figure maybe Wednesday, Thursday might be good enough to go out there and try.
Yeah, well, surely, though, the storm is mucked up the visibility, though, too. It's not clear water right now, is it? Beautiful out? Right, yeah, it's all stirred up because of the storm, but you figure maybe the sediment will settle, winds will be died down where you get the boats out, or what are you going to do? You're going to go right off the beach in Fort Lauderdale where you did last time?
Yeah, but you don't want clear visibility. It seems like when it's really stirred up is when they come out of the hole and kind of walk around. So what I'm hoping for is that the waves will settle down by Monday or Tuesday, but it'll still be stirred up enough, you know, Wednesday or Thursday to go out there and, you know, have a nice dive.
All right. Well, I got to say, I got a lot of stuff going on next week, unfortunately, because I have to cover something for our Just Plane Radio show. We got a big aviation, a corporate jet show that, like, Harrison Ford and John Travolta might show up for. So I got to go hobnob with the stars. So I might have
to wake up, Greg. You're dreaming.
No, well, it's either that or I go chuck that whole plan and go dive for lobsters down in South Florida. What about you, Jimmy? Would you go down there and join them?
That does sound buddy like up? A very enticing offer.
Buddy up with a tub of butter. Okay, and we'll have to. Well, I don't know. Hey, what are you planning to do? You're going to loop or are you going to net them? What are you going to do, Barry?
No, it's going to be netting and tickling off the beach. I can't give you the secret location, but if Jimmy and Bill want to come down while you're up there pretending to...
Wait a second. You and Buddy will be wearing fishnets and tickling each other off of the beach. I am not coming.
No, first of all, he didn't say anything about Buddy, his wife. He mentioned you and Jimmy. You know, it's Fantasy Fest down in Key West right now, boys.
Hey, Bill, I'll bring a bust of the president's
anything
head made out
goes.
Of butter.
Yes, grease up and head on down to South Florida. You'll be good to go. So, all right, well, we'll have to wait and see. But I expect you to call me as soon as you find out if indeed the lobster are stirred up, or let alone if they end up walking, because that's what I want to see. If I find out the lobsters are walking down there in South Florida in a few days, if there's any way I can sneak down there for a day, I'll go down there. And this time, I'll want to limit out, sure, but you know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to get this on film. I want to actually get some pictures of this. That's what killed me last time, is that I was just blown away at what I had witnessed firsthand when I saw literally, 20, 30 lobsters, bunched together, and I'm like, oh my God, I've seen this on, like, YouTube before or on the Discovery Channel, but I've never witnessed this firsthand. What a cool sight. I want to get a picture of that.
Yep.
So... I'm going to have to channel my hunger. I'm going to have to dive on a full stomach and make sure that my desire to limit out and catch them lobsters doesn't outweigh the fact that I got to capture this on film, Barry. Are you willing to help me in that regard or what?
Absolutely. I'll catch the lobsters and you can watch me catch them.
Okay. Well, maybe we can work that. And what about taking the boat out? What would make you to decide whether you go out on a boat or just try to do a shore dive off of South Florida?
Well, if I take the boat out, I need someone to watch the boat. So, I mean, that's when we have to go out on Jeff's boat or something like that.
Bill and Jimmy the Bubble Boy came down, they could dive and you would have to stay on the boat, is what you're saying.
Well, I'd have to charge them a lobster tail fee.
True. This is true. Well, I think, the lobster limit on a boat is 24 lobsters, isn't it? Or is it?
Yeah.
Or is it
I think it's six per diver. So I had to bring my dive tanks and pretend that I was diving.
All right, six per diver. That's, let's see, that's three.
Six times three.
30 divers.
Well, Greg, I will also bring disguises, many disguises, so I can go down multiple times.
Okay, maybe.
Hey, look, is that Bobby Valentine?
Exactly.
Hey, why don't you dive on Halloween? There you go. What, Halloween is what, Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Or it's Wednesday. You could dive on Halloween, and if you go down as dressed up as a lobster.
Or as Aquaman.
Will that help you? If you go up to the lobsters and say trick or treat, what will happen?
Well, it's a trick or a treat, so the trick could be sticking you with their stick.
Ooh. Yeah, well, okay. I'm just saying. I mean, I have seen those lobster costumes. You could pick up one. You might as well... be the lobster. If you really want a chance at limiting out whether they're walking or not, I wonder if you dressed up as a giant lobster, could you end up attracting them to you?
Greg the Lobster Whisperer.
Maybe. There's actually some pictures up from the Turks and Caicos of me doing my lobster Zen technique.
Oh, really?
And the lobsters are nowhere to be seen in the photo. Because they weren't very friendly there in the Turks and Caicos, as far as that's concerned.
They were vampire lobsters. They don't show up.
Yeah,
in photos,
the conditions were just too perfect in the Turks. They need Hurricane Sandy to stir them up out of their burrows and stuff, and maybe things would get a little bit more exciting. All right, well, obviously, it sounds like Sandy's blowing through there at Barry's apartment in the background. Yeah, so I'll let you get back to it, Barry, but thanks for checking in, and regardless of whether I come down and do some lobstering with you or not, I do expect you to limit out and buy some, or catch some, and send them back up here with Bill and Jimmy, if they go.
I'll see what I can do.
All right,
we'll put
enough.
Them into our fishnet stockings.
This isn't Christmas. It's not something you can hang your fishnet stockings over the fireplace and hope... that the lobster fairy puts lobsters in your thing.
The things you won't let me say, and then you go and say
that. I'm just saying. I know how you think.
How about a little plastic pumpkin full of lobsters? Does that sound right?
A jack-o'-lantern filled with lobster meat.
A jack-o'-lobster.
That's not a bad idea. That could be a delicacy, maybe. I don't know. You throw that thing in the oven for 15 minutes. That could taste it. I've never
15 minutes.
Well, no.
What are we cooking for 15 minutes in an oven?
You can boil a lobster in 8 minutes.
You can boil a lobster in 8 minutes, so what, but not in your oven.
Well, no. You take a jack-o'-lantern instead and boil the water in the jack-o'-lantern and throw the lobster in there and kind of have a
Have you ever seen a
lobster-infused pumpkin?
Have you ever seen a kitchen?
No, but I have a microwave.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forcefins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forcefins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forcefins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forcefins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
For the last segment here of Scuba Radio, Bill's brought in his daughter. It's Bring Your Kid to Work Day for Halloween so we can scar her for the rest of her life. Is that right, Eliza?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? She's so great.
Aw.
She's fun to have in. Are you having a good time?
I like them. Yeah, but.
Yeah? Yeah, but what?
I like you.
You do? I like you, too. What are you going to be for Halloween? Tell everybody.
I'm going to be Ariel.
Ariel, of course. She's going to be a mermaid. She's a future, you're a future Scuba Radio mermaid, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bill's shaking his head. No, I don't think so. Don't even think about it. But yeah, it could happen, couldn't it? You would like this. You'd like to go swim with the sharks and the Turks and Caicos and all the fishes and stuff and everything, right? You like our mermaid puppet, don't you? Yeah.
She goes underwater.
She did. And the picture's up there at the website at scubaradio.com. Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to throw you in the water when you're Ariel for Halloween. Okay? You good with that?
Yeah.
All right. I know just the person that can make this happen. It's Big Wave Dave. And he is on
Scuba
Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you? I got a future mermaid. I'm working in
the I'm hearing that. You know, I'm just trying to figure out how you're making that station rated G right now.
Yeah, well, you know, this deal I have with Bill. I have a lot of incriminating pictures of Bill, and so like his firstborn type thing. You know, we have, we we have control over her or something like that, or have some kind of...
She's my last born, not my first born.
Last
my first born,
born
is 22 and can run the show.
True. That's
my youngest is 3 and knows how to turn on her microphone.
Yes. Hey, something got mixed up along the way. But future mermaid for sure. Where are you at today, Dave? Are you out on location with the Be a Diver pool or what?
Nope, I kind of finished the last show up last week and at home this weekend, kind of hanging out with my dive buddy celebrating our 28th anniversary.
Uh-huh. And I'm assuming that's your wife.
That is correct.
Okay, just double checking. Just see, we have to clarify that sometimes with this crew of divers we associate with. So you got to do what you got to do. So you guys are 25 years this week.
28 years.
Oh, good for you. So yeah, I know. So you got all the Be a Diver pool all broken down or getting it cleaned up, and the next big event is DEMA, isn't it? Or is there something before
that's
that?
That's right. I've been unloading everything, getting everything tweaked up, so we're going to have a great show at DEMA just in a few weeks. In fact, next Sunday I'll start driving over there.
Now, the Be a Diver pool will be set up at the DEMA show. Obviously, we're not going to be doing Discover Scubas like you do when you tour around with the Be a Diver pool across the country. But it'll be like a big demo area at the DEMA show, right? Is that the plan for this year or what?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, we've got probably about 60 products between the new product showcase and the pool that are going to be able to be demoed in the pool or at least show them being used. It's also important that we have a big body of water there because if those mermaids don't stay wet, you know.
That's right.
They'll lose their tails.
They'll lose their tails or they'll shrivel up and turn into like 80-year-old women or something. And that's just not good for marketing. So we got to keep them... moist, as we say in the biz, right? Something like that. And that's so we can use them in a pinch in that regard. So,
What? Well, I was going to say, you know, some of the products that we got in the pool are really innovative. You're going to check a lot of information out soon on the website. We'll have all the new product listed and then come play with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, usually you have a pretty extensive underwater scooter or remote vehicle type setup. You planning to do that again this year as well?
There, we got some scooters, we got some underwater communications, some new surface applied hookah systems in the pool, all kinds of cool stuff.
Very nice. And then as far as the DEMA show itself, what is it? It's 30 something, isn't it? How many years do you remember? Well, how many? 35 or plus.
I believe that's it. Yeah.
Lots of years.
I haven't gone to that many myself, but it's going to be great. We're right on the strip this year at the Sands Convention Center.
That's right. New location, new fun, fresh new look. Are you ready to do this party like a rock star theme that we're going to be doing in the morning? You heard about this, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I heard some makeovers. Hey, maybe I'll have to get one myself.
Well, we're going to put everybody through an 80s rock star makeover. So I got like big hair, wigs, sunglasses, the whole thing. And then you'll have to do like an air guitar thing to say, let's say like AC/DC. You shook me all night long. You do your best air guitar to that song, maybe. Or if you want to be a little bit more hip to the times, we'll play LMFAO. I'm sexy and I know it, and you can do the wiggle song. I figure you'll be practicing
you know
that
what?
With your
how can you do,
dive buddy this
how
weekend
can
as part
you
of your anniversary
do,
festivities. But what?
How can you do that?
What do you mean wiggle?
Okay, child.
What?
How can you claim you're doing an 80s rock star thing and do an LMFMQGW version of Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt?
Greg makes the rule.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
It should be I'm Too Sexy. You should be doing Right Said Fred.
No one would even know what that is.
Dropped
and
it,
plus,
Fred.
You get we got to give people that big fro thing. They have a look. And I know, being that I've seen so many divers in compromising positions on the dive deck on many of these dives that I've been on throughout the years, that they know how to wiggle it. You hear what I'm saying? They do it when they don't even mean to, you know, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, especially the guys. Because, you know, we're wearing
getting into that wetsuit.
I'm
just trying to figure out what Greg's
diving.
Watching the guys for.
Well, I'm noticing them and, like, not wanting to do or something. Here's like, oh, don't ever be that guy. But we're going to find those guys, and we're going to exploit them at the DEMA show and reward them handsomely with prizes to spare. Lots of great stuff, live aboard trips, you name it. We'll do that. Maybe we'll do the Gangnam Style thing, too. That little Korean rapper dude.
Oh, boy.
You think? You know, who knows? I make the rules. I can make them do whatever I want. It's a good position of power I find myself in entertains me at times, and this will be one of them.
He is out of control.
Yes. That's what makes it good. Makes life good, doesn't it? All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better.
Downward, it's better.
Good night, everybody.
Unless you're mad with power.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.